thank you for this time of fellowship with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you are about to speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as you pour forth upon us the revelation knowledge of your glory. Thank you in the name of Jesus for hearing ears. Thank you as you pour forth your life and your grace like a river, even as we hear the word of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding once more, Lord of glory. Thank you as your word enters into our hearts. Lord of glory, thank you that we're enlightened. We know you more and more. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for your wisdom entering into our hearts. Your knowledge entering into our hearts. Lord of glory, your understanding entering into our hearts. And the way of truth, even as you speak to us tonight. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for grace to speak your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you as you speak through me. I'm but a child, Lord of glory, and take all the glory even as you speak to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And everyone says amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please let's open to Psalm 91. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. Let's start off from there. The Lord wants us to understand some things. Let's zero down to verse 14 to 16. And we will see some things there. Psalm 91 from verse 14 to 16. Please let's go. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Please, let's read it again. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name. Let's go again. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And so again, we see these verses of scripture. Because he, now the he there is referring to you and I. This is God addressing you and I directly, that because we have set our love upon him. The me there is the mighty God, is our Lord Jesus Christ, is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so, because we have set our love upon Jehovah, upon the Lord God, upon Jesus, the Son of the living God, therefore will he deliver you and I. He will set us on high, because we have known his name. See a key there? The loving of Jesus Christ. Those that love Jesus, they what? They obey the words of Jesus. They obey truth. So you can see obedience. And they that know the Lord, they also what? Obey him. And so see a key? Because we have set our love, we are obeying him, he would deliver you and I. And I tell you, we cannot obey him if we don't know him. And so again, you see the second verse there, I will set him on high because he has what? Known my name. And so again, you see the knowing is so important. If you don't know him, you can't obey him. If you don't know him according as he is written, you can't believe nor have faith to believe in him. And so again, I will set him on high because he has known my name. Because he has known my name. And so you can see the knowing of the name of the person of Jesus, Son of God, is very, very important. Let's flip forward to okay, let's finish the Psalm 91. He shall call upon me, verse 15, and I will what? Answer him. But look at a key. Before that is the knowing of his name, because we call on him according to his name. And so again, verse 15 links with verse 14. He shall call upon me, and I will what? Answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. But look at, simply because we have chosen to know him, to know his name. They that know him, they believe by faith upon him, the person of himself and the name of his person. And I tell you, they that know him, they obey. They love him. To love him is to obey, is to obey truth, is to obey him as you know him. And so again, we see a key. The knowing of him is very important. The knowing of his name, the person of his name, the person of himself is very important. And so because you know his name, you are able to call upon him in the name of Jesus. You call on him, Lord Jesus. You make your petition, you make request in the name of Jesus because you know the name. Because you know the name and the person of the name. Let's flip back to Psalm 9. We read it earlier this evening. Let's zero down to verse 10 and you will see the same thing. Psalm 9, verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Please, let's go again. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. We all know to seek God is to search the scriptures, to know him, to know the person, and to know the name of the person, to know Jesus according as he is written. And so, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. If you know the name of the person of Jesus, you know the person of Jesus and the name of the person of Jesus, you will be able to put your trust in him. Another meaning to trust is believe that everything you know about him, he will do. As you have known him and the name of the person, you are knowing him, identifying, associating the name of Jesus to the person of Jesus, you will put your trust in him and you will call on him and you will make your request even up unto the Father of glory in the name of Jesus. Please, let's flip forward to Hosea chapter 6. And so we see a key. It is very important. It is very important for us to continue to search the scriptures so that we know him. For I tell you, it is what you know of the person and the name of Jesus Christ that you will believe by faith. If you don't know him, you cannot believe in him. You cannot trust in him by faith, which flows from him as you are hearing the words of his person. Let's look at Hosea chapter 6. And you can see from verse 1 to 3, referring to us, please let's go. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. We give God all the glory that we are raised up in him. In him we live and move and have our being. And so we are living in his sight. But look at verse 3 now. Please let's read it. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. See a key. Then shall we know. In other words, we will know the Lord. We will know his name. We will know his person. When we continue to search the scriptures, we will know. If we follow on to know the Lord, how do we follow on to know the Lord? Search the scriptures. In there we think we have eternal life. These very words, they speak of the Lord Jesus. And so we continue to search the scriptures. That's seeking the Lord, searching the scriptures to know him, making sure we know truth, for he is truth, making sure we grow in the knowledge of him. And I tell you, when we follow on to know the Lord, then shall we know, because we are searching the scriptures daily. We come to church, we hear the words, and so we will know under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And when we know him, see a key, he's going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Link that to Psalm 91 verses 14 to 16. He says when we call out to him, because we know his name, he will hear us, he will bless us, he will promote us, he will look after us. And here we see, if we follow on to know him. So it's not only knowing the name of Jesus, knowing the person, identify the name of Jesus, the Son of God, with the person of Jesus, the Son of God. And the scripture says, he is going forth, is prepared as the morning, you see, the star, the brightness, the glory. Look at it there, clearly identifying the Lord as the morning star, as the glory of the Father is that of the Son. And so again, and he shall come unto us. In other words, the glory of God, Jesus Christ, he will come unto you and I as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth, because we know him. And not only do we know the person of the glory of God called Jesus Christ, we also know the name of the glory of the person called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so you can see, because we know him, because we know his name, he will come unto you and I. And remember, he's the morning, the glory. The glory is filled with strength, is filled with grace, is filled with power. And that is what we need to sort out things in our lives. The power of Christ. But we cannot have the power of Christ if we don't know him, if we don't know his name, if we don't start to call unto him by his name with the knowledge of that name. According as it is written, knowing what that name will do for us, Remember, he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. So the name is the name of the person of the glory of God, the Son of God called Jesus Christ. For it is the same glory of the Father that he is. So the same glory that is of the Father is in the Son. And that is why he is called the Lord of glory. And we see that he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. To tell you that the name of Jesus, when we say in the name of Jesus Christ, the owner of the name comes in on the scene. And we have to understand that the person of the name is not earthen vessel, is not flesh, but he is the Spirit of God. He is the glory of God. He is the fullness of God. He is God in his entirety. And remember, God is spirit, so we cannot see him. That's where we have the issue. We think because we say in the name of Jesus that it is just calling that name for nothing. If you are of that mind, it means you don't yet know the name of the person and you don't yet know the person. For the name of the person and the person of the name, they go hand in hand. You cannot separate the name of the person from the person of the name. And so you have to know that when you call on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, the glory of God comes in on the scene. For that is the name of the glory of God given to us. God gave us his Son. His Son is his glory. He is his image, his fullness. And so when we say in the name of Jesus Christ, the person of that name comes to us. We have to know this according to scriptures and believe so that we can partake of what is in him. Remember, he is the Word of God. Please let's open to John chapter 1 and we will see what he is. John chapter 1 verse 14. So that we will understand that the name of the glory of God given to you and I, the Son of God, is Jesus Christ. We have to start to identify the name of the Son of God to the glory of God. The scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We have to know that the Son of God has the same glory as of the Father. Everything the Father in his entirety, so is the Son. Look at John chapter 1 verse 14. Remember, he's also called the Word. Let's go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we see the morning star, the glory of the only begotten Son of God. The Son of God given to us is the glory of God because his Father is glory. An eagle will give birth to an eagle. The Son of God, God is spirit, and so his Son too is spirit. God is the glory of himself, and so his Son is the glory of himself, the same glory. God is the fullness of himself, and so his son is the fullness of himself, for it is the same fullness, it is the same spirit. God is spirit, his son is what? Spirit. And so again, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, and that glory is full of grace and truth. Another word for grace is power, strength, might. And so the glory of the only begotten Son is filled with power, is filled with grace. Please, let's open to Daniel chapter 11. Let's zero down to verse 32. And so again, you see the glory. We have to know the person of the glory of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And we have to know the name of Jesus Christ. We have to know. There are things we need to know so that we can benefit. We can have help throughout our days on the face of the earth. Daniel chapter 11. Verse 32, please let's go. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Let's repeat the last sentence again. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. See a key again. The knowledge of the Son of God will automatically release the grace. For when we believe what we know of him by faith, that faith will access the grace that is in the Son of God. The power of God is in the glory of God. And we have to understand that by knowing and believing what we know of him by faith, that power will be released unto you and I. And these are things we have to understand. And so we are looking at the topic tonight, that the arm is the glory of God. The arm of God is the glory of God. He is with the glory of God. His name is Jesus, Son of God. The arm of God, remember, Jesus is the power of God. He is the wisdom of God, says 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Because he is the same glory as of the Father. Everything the Father does, so does the Son. So power, God is the mighty God. And so the glory of God, because Jesus is the same glory as of his Father, he is the arm of God, the power of God. And so the arm is the glory of God. His name is Jesus, Son of God. We have to understand this basic things. Let's open to Psalm 84. One thing about the book of Psalms is we have the Psalms speaking extensively about the Son of God. Remember, but the Son of God is of the lineage of David. So God that promised David that the seed of Abraham will come through his lineage revealed to David a lot about the Messiah, Son of God. He revealed lots of things to him. And part of what he revealed to him is written down. And let's look at Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12, so that we understand that the Son of God given to us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to you and I, so that when we believe in him, we will not perish but have everlasting life. The Son of God is the same glory as of God. That glory of God dwelt in the earthen vessel in his days in manifestation. It is the same Lord all over the Old Testament that was made manifest in the flesh, dwelling in that earthen vessel which they all could touch. But inside that earthen vessel is the glory of God called Jesus Christ. And the glory of God is the power of God, is the arm of God. Please let's read Psalm 84 verses 11 to 12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. See again, for the Lord God is a sun and shield to tell you the glory of God. The sun there represents the glory of God. The Lord will give grace and glory. And so the Father of glory gave us the Lord of glory. And the same Lord of glory, he does exactly as his Father. He himself gave us his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is filled with grace. We've seen it, that the glory of God in John chapter 1 verse 14 is filled with truth and grace. Grace to perform the word of God. Power to bring to pass, to make manifest the word of God is in the glory of God. And in that same glory is all of the word of God. So God speaks from within himself, the word of himself who is glory. And as he's speaking, he flows the power to bring to pass the very words that he is speaking, all from himself. The power of God is in the glory or the Spirit of God. The word of God is in the glory or the Spirit of God. God is the source of his words. God is the source of his power. And so again, the Lord will give grace and glory, for in that glory of God, in that Spirit of God, is all of God's power. Remember when the angel Gabriel went to Mary. Please let's open to it. Luke chapter 1. And he told Mary that you will conceive a son. And Mary said, I am a virgin. How can I get pregnant without seeing a man? Because she was not yet married. Look at what the angel told her. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called Son of God. See, the Holy Ghost, another name for the glory of God is the Holy Ghost. God is holy. Another name is the Holy Spirit, the glory of God. The Spirit of God will come upon her, and the power, because the power of God is in the glory of God, God himself will come upon her and release his power to perform. And so you see a key. The Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord will give glory and grace. The grace, the power of God is of God himself. Without God being there, you cannot have the power of God. And so again, we see a key. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 53. So, the arm of God is the glory of God. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and he has power to do all things. With God, all things are what? Possible. He's the power of God. He's the same glory. Divine power is of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53 says, verse 1 says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? It is what you know of the Lord that you will believe. And then the glory of God, just as that glory came upon Mary and the power overshadowed her, so also it is with you and I. Please let's open to John chapter 11. Let's zero down to verse 40. We all know this. At the grave of Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, and the Lord Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha started saying, look, he's been dead for 4 days. But look at what our Lord told her in verse 40, John chapter 11. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wilt believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? In other words, you have the power of God, the revelation, the arm of the Lord of resurrection, power, and life will raise him up. Remember, he said to her in verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Look at that. Look, the Lord of resurrection, the one who has power to raise up the dead. Remember in John chapter 14, he said, the Father raises up the dead, and so does the Son. And we see it in Ezekiel chapter 37, the scripture demonstrating to you and I the power of the arm to raise up the dead. The dry bones became alive as the Lord who was to come, who was to be made manifest in the flesh. And on this day, in John chapter 11, that glory was dwelling in the flesh. And with him is the breath that was with him in Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to 14. And so he says, only believe and you will see the glory of God. The arm of God is the glory of God. Or the glory of God is the arm of the Lord. For he is the Lord of glory. It is not the flesh. No. It is the glory that dwelt in flesh. The glory that was made manifest. The glory of God. That is the person, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of God. Of the living God. It is not the name of the earthen vessel. It is the name of the glory of God, called the Son of God, Jesus. And remember, the name of Jesus means Jehovah saves. Jehovah is our salvation. Joshua saves. And so you see a key. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of God called Jesus Christ, is the person we're talking about. Not the earthen vessel that he dwelt in. And so we see a key. We have to search the scriptures to know the person of the arm of God. Please let's open to 2 Corinthians. Let's look at chapter 4 and we will see some few things there from verse 4 to 7. Please let's read it together. Please let's go. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So you can see the earthen vessel, which is the flesh, profits nothing. It is the glory that is dwelling in the earthen vessel that we are talking about. That is the, it is that glory that is named Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is that glory that is the Lord Jesus. Please let's look at let's look at Isaiah chapter 12. We'll see some few things there. It is that glory we're talking about. It is that glory that is the Son of God. It is that glory. His name is Jesus Christ. Just as you see in the Old Testament, anytime the Lord wants to appear to somebody, he will cover himself with cloud. He will cover himself with darkness so as not to consume us. The same thing too. He covered himself with flesh so as to speak to his hearers in his days in the earthen vessel. For the glory of God, no man may see the glory of God and live. God is a consuming fire. So you see a pattern. God will always cover himself so as to speak to us. And so the glory he gave to you and I in his days in the flesh, he has to be in the flesh so as to be able to talk to us. For the glory of God is a consuming fire. If no flesh round about him, he will consume us. All these we have to understand. God gave us his glory to speak to us. He also made it possible for his glory to speak to us so that we would not be consumed. And so he was made manifest in the flesh. Let's read Isaiah chapter 12. Please, I will encourage us to read the whole chapter. From verse 1 says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. See a key. God, the Lord Jehovah. Now you understand the name of Jesus. Jehovah saves. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. He came to save us, supplying his strength, raising us up from the dead, helping us. His name is Jehovah saves. And so again, we see a key. Definitely, this is telling us that the name Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah, is associated with strength and song, with the one who will come and save us, and he has already done that. He is the Lord Jehovah, telling you and I that he is the glory of God. Let's drop down to verse 4. Okay, let's read verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. Remember, he said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. And he told the woman at the well of Samaria that the water he will give will spring up into a well, isn't it? And so, you see, verse 3 says, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And verse 4 speaks of this day. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Please underline that. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. And remember what Philippians chapter 2 says, that God hath highly exalted him, giving him a name that is above every other name, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And these are those days the scripture is talking about. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Now you understand why he gave us his name in John chapter 14. Please let's open to read. But remember, we have to know the person of the name. It's not just an ordinary name. We see that the glory of God given to us, the Son of God, has the name of God. Jehovah saves. Has the name of God. God gives his glory and names his glory. Look at John chapter 14. Let's zero down to verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will what? Do it. Because in the glory of the owner of the name Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, is truth and power to perform truth. Grace. Grace to perform the word of God. As he speaks, so does he, because in him who is the glory of God is both the word of God and the power of God. What he speaks is the word of God that is in him, and what flows as he is speaking is the power of God, the grace of God that is in him. That is why he is called the word of power. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. And so again, we see a key. Please let's open to Psalm 97. We have to know these things. It's not just calling the name of Jesus as a song. No, you have to know the person of the name. He is the glory of God. He is the arm of God. The glory of God is filled with the word of God and with the power of God. You have to know the person of the name Jesus, the Son of the living God. Psalm 97, please let's read it from verse 1 to 6 together. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Please underline that. And all the people see his glory. You can see fire goeth forth before him, burning up all his enemies. That's to tell you power flowing from within his person. Remember Daniel chapter 7 verses 13. And 14, you will see the Father of Glory, the Ancient of Days, seated on the throne, and fire burning up, flowing from the throne. You see fire there representing the grace, the power of God. And the scripture is telling us that it is the same thing too with the Lord of Glory, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, given to you and I. He's the glory of God, and power, fire goeth before him, burning up his enemies round about. You can see even the hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, because the Lord of Glory, Jesus Christ, is filled with the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's flip forward to Psalm 98. And so you can see it is good to know the name of the Lord and to know the person of the name, for then you are able to call on him in trust, believe, never giving up, knowing that the person you are calling on, he has power to do all things, that nothing is impossible with him. Please let's read Psalm 98. Let's read verse 1 and 2. First of all, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord had made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Let's read verses 3 and 4. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth had seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Amen. See verse 1. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him victory. Victory over the dead. Victory over death. He made an open show of them, triumphing. He disarmed principalities and powers by his power. So you can see, and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord had made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel, for he sent Christ. Remember Luke chapter 1 from verse 60 to the end. You will see there Zechariah, under the hand of the Holy Ghost, made mention of the truth that the Lord hath remembered his promise to the house of Israel, and that he hath fulfilled the promise. All the ends of the earth hath seen the salvation of our God in his days in the earthen vessel, the glory of God called Jesus. Everyone touched him. They were able to relate with the glory of God because he was dwelling in the earthen vessel. Without the earthen vessel, none can relate with him, for God is a consuming fire. And so we see the wisdom of our God. Verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And so we have seen it, the arm, the power of God to do, to help us, is the glory of God. His name is Jesus, Son of God. And so now you understand, as he sits on the throne of grace, he that is filled with grace, he says we should come boldly before the throne of grace to ask for grace, to ask for grace in time of need. In other words, come to him. We have come to Jesus. We have to truly understand the person of Jesus sitting on the throne of grace. Please, let's open to Hebrews chapter 4. We have to understand the person of Jesus. The person of Jesus is not the earthen vessel that he dwelt in. Remember, the flesh profited nothing. The earthen vessel is dust, profits nothing. It is the glory that is dwelling in that earthen vessel that is the gift to you and I. That is the Son of God, the same glory as of the Father. The Father is the Father of glory. The Son is the Lord of glory. For the glory of the fathers is that of the children. And we thank God that we have the same glory in this earthen vessel. For the Lord Jesus gave us the same glory that is dwelling in our new man. So the Lord gives grace and glory. And so again, he says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We should come boldly unto the throne of grace, the throne of power, because the person seated on that throne, Jesus, Son of the living God, is the glory of God filled with truth and grace. Power. As he sits on that throne, streams of fire flows out from him. And I tell you, there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. Only believe and you shall see the glory of God. The glory of God is who? Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 12 to 18. Let's see some few things there, and you will understand that it is the same thing we have seen in Hebrews chapter 4 from verses 14 to 16, especially verse 16. Jeremiah 17, let's look at verse 12. Please let's go. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Please let's go again. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. And we have seen it that the throne is the throne of what? Grace. Now he's saying here that the throne is the throne of what? Glory. A glorious high throne, because the glory of God, the Son of God, is seated on the throne of grace, and from him is flowing forth fire. Fire, power flowing like a river. He is the arm of the Lord. We have seen it in Psalm 97, verses 1 to 6, and also Psalm 98, verse 1 to 4. And verse 13 says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of who? Living water. See the Lord associated with that glorious throne. And look at, from that throne, verse 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And so again, we see the throne of grace. The throne of grace, the arm of God, the glory. Is not the earthen vessel seated on that throne. He is the glory of God, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 12. Let's take it from verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And so again, you see, he's here in our midst. He says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. In other words, the Lord of glory is here in our midst. The Lord of glory. The same thing Ezekiel saw in chapter 1, verses 25 to 28. The Lord of glory, the glory of the Lord went with all of the heavenly throne. He was high, but still seated on his throne. And I tell you, that throne, if the Lord says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. He is here with his throne, the throne of grace, the glorious throne, the glory seated on the throne of grace called Jesus Christ is here in our midst. And I tell you, when you say in the name of Jesus Christ and you are praying at home or anywhere, he comes, he answers to his name. No distance in the realm of the spirit. We have to understand these basic things. Lord, we give all the glory. Let's thank him for his word tonight. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord of Lords. The arm is the glory of God. His name is Jesus, Son of God, and he's here in our midst. Thank you, Son of the Living God. And these are the days spoken of that we will use his name. We will pray. We will make requests. And we give God all the glory that we're in those days we are partakers of the power of God, the arm of God, the glory of God called Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's open to Revelation chapter 12 and you will see the same thing. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 10. Are we there? And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. See that? The power of his Christ. And now you understand. Come boldly before the throne of grace and mercy and ask for grace in time of need. For the person seated on that throne is the arm. He is the glory of God filled with all truth and grace. And when you lift up the word of God by faith before him, the fire that is already flowing out of him performs the word of God that you are lifting up in agreement. For the same words, they are in the arm of God, who is the glory of God, Jesus Christ, seated on the throne of grace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please let's stand up. Let's thank him for the word we've heard tonight. Let's give him all the glory that Jesus is always there for us. I tell you, he's a loving God. He cares for us. He's our everlasting Father. He's a loving kindness. He's tender mercy. I tell you, he's jealous for his own. He has said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. We are the apple of his eyes. We really have to understand the power is available. Everything is available in Christ. Only know him, know his name, know the person of the name of Jesus so that you can believe by faith and come to him believing. For without faith it is impossible to please God. For they that come unto him must believe that he is and be, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. To seek him is to know him and believe by faith what you know of him. I tell you, it's not just calling on the name. You have to know the person of the name. You have to know the name of the person. And the person of the name, they go together. What he is, his divine ability, everything he can do, his nature, his unfailing nature, his faithfulness, his care. You have to know all these things. And I tell you, when you start to know, you will be in his presence. Even in the midst of trouble, you always be in the presence of the Son of God. Remember Joshua? He was always in the tabernacle, never departing. And I tell you, that is what the Lord wants for us in the realm of the Spirit. We be in the presence of the Son of God, living in his presence day and night. Yes, we're at home, we're at work, but we're still in his presence. That is what he wants for you and I. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We have believed the report of the arm of the Lord. We have believed you, Son of the Living God, Lord. We know You are the Son of God. Your name is Jesus. Jehovah saves. We know you are the glory of God. The same glory. We know everything the Father does, so do you. We know you are same with the Father. And your name is Jesus. The Father gave you to us to worship, to believe, to know, and to receive everything divine from you, even as we believe on you. And so, Lord, we have chosen to believe in you, Lord, Son of the living God. Thank you as you help us to know you more and more. Thank you, Lord of glory, that as we grow in the knowledge of you, we also grow in grace, for we will receive grace from you as we know you. Lord of glory, we thank you. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.